there are several attributes when we look at sensitive information. We're talking about personal, such as the social security numbers, medical information. In terms of business, it would be proprietary information, such as...
So health information.
Health information for an individual. But then you have business proprietary information, trade secrets, manufacturing processes. At an agency level, you're talking about security management information or information about continuity of operations and things of that sort. We describe that pretty fully in the report.
Now this report, I mean, there have been occasions when this information has gotten out, but in a lot of the cases, I mean, maybe the biggest case was the VA laptop that got stolen. That was a VA employee. It wasn't a contractor. Is this a big problem?
Well, there have been instances that have been cited of this being a problem. In fact, there was the SARA panel several years back looked at this issue and said this is something that we needed to look at or that needed to be looked at. And we, at Senator Carper's office, asked us to do that.
And so walk us through what some of the options are. I would think that there are even contracting methods that you can deal with this to ensure that there's notification and all the same things that agencies have to do.
Right. And in fact, what we did in doing this work, we looked at two key issues, which was the extent to which an agency had guidance in place, and then within the contracts that they had, they contained safeguards for contractor access to sensitive information. And then we looked at overall the adequacy of government-wide guidance on how agencies are to safeguard this type of sensitive information.
So is there government-wide guidance?
Yes, there is. And there has been a range of it. It's the difficulty is that we were looking at what actually specifically in terms of three attributes. We wanted to know, did agencies describe the range of and the scope of sensitive information that's in their purview that they have control over? And then, we wanted to see, did they require the contractor from disclosing such sensitive information, anyone except who needed it for contract performance? And then the third attribute that we're looking for was does it address conflicts of interest or other misuse?
Yeah.
And by prohibiting that, but the FAR, there are a number of cases in place. They've been going through the process for several years now, and they're nearing fruition. And in fact, one of the recommendations we make is to OFPP is to address what we found were gaps in this guidance.
And in fact, largely
or draft guidance,
right.
I should say.
Yeah, largely what you recommend is that there should essentially be almost a clause in the contract that says, hey, if you disclose this stuff, we need to at least know about it. Accidents happen.
Prompt notification,
yeah.
Right, yes.
Almost mirroring the requirements that agencies have to notify even within the agency.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we also looked at, key management practices that they had in place. And we looked at three agencies. We looked at the Department of Homeland Security, Department of Defense, and then Health and Human Services. And we went to those areas where there was a great deal of sensitive information, large number of contractors in the workforce. Because there's a large concern about contractors working side by side with federal employees and so forth in the workplace or having access to data. And this is outside the IT systems. Because there is a regimen of guidance that governs the access to information that is contained within electronic systems, but we wanted to see what the overall was, and so in terms of the outside of those systems, and so we looked at those three agencies.
Are there agencies that do this particularly well?
Well, one of the things we found with we selected 42 contracts within these different agencies to look at and go through to see and also look at the agency guidance. And the one agency was Homeland Security, probably because it's a newer agency where it had to start from scratch in terms of a clean piece of paper. And they had outlined there were six practices that we looked for, and they had five of the six.
Right.
DOD had two of the six, and Health and Human Services had one of the six in place.
And one of the things that I found interesting in the report is that you actually include some of the non-disclosure agreements from DOD's TRICARE.
Right.
TRICARE has a non-disclosure agreement. Of course, they're dealing with health information, so
right.
It's very keen on their minds that they have to be very sensitive to those
exactly.
kinds of things.
Right.
The other one is Air Force, their source selection non-disclosure agreement. So these do exist out there, and in fact, you guys have them in there, so you can, if folks need them, they can right. almost cut and paste.
Yes, in fact, exactly. In fact, what we tried to do was kind of identify where were good some of the practices that were out there, and which we were able to do. In fact, that was a big credit to this team, because this was a pretty intense analytical effort to comb through all the different agencies' policies and find out what makes up a comprehensive, shall we say, regime for safeguards. And they were able to do that.
A couple of things that I've seen discussed out there, and I couldn't at least find in the report. One was a lot of folks saying, hey, contractors stink because they're releasing all this information. You didn't actually go out and try and find where data had gotten out of contractors.
No, there are examples that come up from right. time to time. There was a recent one, I think, at Logan Airport, where a TSA contractor released personal information about employees there. I mean, these things do happen from
right.
time to time. We wanted to see whether
the question is how you deal with that if once it happens.
You know, and also do agencies put in safeguards within so that the contractor is in a sense self-police. I mean, if it's a contractual obligation that you do protect this information, you're going to pay more attention to it because there could be a penalty if you don't.
The recommendations I saw in there that OFPP responded, how'd they respond?
They were favorable with them. They agreed with the recommendations, and so did DHS. But DOD and HHS didn't have any comment on the recommendations.
And so is this something that you follow up on, or what happens?
Yes, we will. These are open, and we're going to monitor how this process is working. And I know Senator Carper's staff is doing that as well.
John Needham, he is the Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Issues at GAO, the Government Accountability Office. We have links to the GAO report on contractor integrity and to this conversation. You can find it on our website, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeck Insider, or just go to DoraBeckInsider.com. John, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you, sir.